There are many variations on the old saying, the donkey you ride to the door is too large to fit through. Or the donkey you ride to the gate is too big to fit through the door, and so forth. All of them refer to the fact that the means that one takes, the steps that one takes, the practices that one uses, the process that one takes to go further along the spiritual path, from step to step and stage to stage, may not be suitable for going further. What is used and what is applied is that which is needed to make the next step. Beyond that, there may need to be a refinement or change in the practice itself, or the approach itself, or the method itself, or a higher aspect of what was used, or a completely different approach. The spiritual path has many, many different layers and levels, steps, and stages. And each one of these requires the appropriate conditions, the situation, the timing, and the practice, or method, or means to move through it in order to get to the gate or the door of the next step. And when a person reaches that, then one has to be willing and able to let go of the particular thing or things or method or approach, recitation, practice, or the level of awareness, the level of work, level of attunement or heart or breath that has brought one to this, to that point. When one reaches the gate or the door in order to pass through, then one must take on a different set of conditions, experience, living, refinement to make that step. And when one passes through that door or gate and what is in front of him or her is a further step in the ladder to climb, a further stage to go through, then one may need a completely different set of circumstances or means or whatever it happens to be in order to make that step. Now, with the assistance of a guide or teacher who truly knows the way, the assistance is given to make that next step. That's all that's really needed. And that then lays the foundation and framework for going further into the next level. And from there, the person can assist somebody in this process. Now, the assistance can also be given as letting the person find their own way. This is a very valid means of approaching next steps and stages, and certainly at certain points an individual has to be able to feel their own way, and part of the entire process of guidance is to move it so that the individual being guided, being assisted, can learn to rely on the true guide, the real guiding spirit, and that which unfolds within their heart, their knowing, through the breath, through realization, through an unfolding of awareness and consciousness, understanding. And thus it's always one step, one step, one step, and then the placing more onto the individual to take on that responsibility and that interaction. But each step along the way, the person being guided, the person traveling the path, whether you're in a relationship with a physical guide or not, it's extremely important to recognize that whatever means are used in order to make the step that you take may not be that which is needed to go further. and that it is a point of crystallization. It is a situation in which one can easily get caught and either regress, block themselves, crystallize upon the use of a certain means or method, whether it's a practice, whether it's valuable, whether it's high or low, whether it has been of great use and unfolding more, it may very well be that the limitation of that has been reached. And if it has, then you discard it and go further. It's not so important to have the particular use of a step that means to reach a door or a gate any further than it's useful. You don't continue to prime the house prior to painting because it looks so nice and you finished with that, but it continues to be what you know and do, and you get caught then in continuing to prime the house, and you never get the next layer of paint, next coat of paint on it. And so you never finish the job of painting. And this is a simple example of what takes place within the spiritual path. But along that line, it's very important to recognize that many, if not most, so-called traditions or paths have the tendency to crystallize, and that within that is the very strong tendency in action to crystallize upon certain methods or means that have been useful in making steps to certain levels. And this you find in almost all older organizations, and it's a trap that one finds within limited so-called schools, but attempts to go further and then the reliance upon some sort of rote formula or the reliance upon some sort of practice that has been useful in the past to make steps. You have to be ready to discard what is not needed. And if a guide isn't paying attention, then that person can be assisting in this degradation and this crystallization. It's also extremely important to note that within the framework of organizations, that there is also the overall tendency, as in anything that comes into this world, to settle on, to crystallize upon, to get comfortable with and stabilized with a certain set of approaches or practices. And then when this happens, in essence, the organization may not die in and of itself, but it certainly limits itself and gets stuck at whatever form it is working through. And this should be understood from the perspective that when people bring forward different teachings, that they are if they are real and that they have true understanding, and generally speaking, that these teachings and guidance from the unseen, from the higher level, does not unfold and does not express itself to people who do not have this level of understanding or awareness, although sometimes it does, comes in inspirations, which can easily be twisted, by the way. It has to be understood that, generally speaking, the person has an understanding of what the purpose of the particular process or practice or teaching is that one is bringing through, and one recognizes it as being a limited step within the larger framework of guidance and unfoldment and universal realization. No matter how high and extensive it may be, it still is recognized that it's a limited step and it will be superseded. So within organizations, it's extremely important to recognize this and keep aware of the changes that are needed, changes in perspective. I've seen times when organizations will stabilize upon the certain way of doing things, and then the inspiration and guidance is to change it in some manner, and there's a great deal of resistance or to the change or refusal to recognize it. Generally, it's accompanied with the attitude of, well, it was good enough for so-and-so, it was good enough for us up to this point. There's no reason to change it. And yet the inspiration and guidance may be pointing toward that very same thing. If you go further in the examination of the stages and steps of the various different great teachers and prophets and world teachers from which a lot of the religions have stemmed and some of the paths, some of the inner traditions, you'll find also that there's complementary work that is built upon each other. And these two, some of them were brought through for limited periods of time, limited progression in order to make steps, in order to introduce different elements within the world, assistances to a particular society, particular time, particular race. All these things have to be brought into consideration if they are useful, valid, efficacious, if they're living teachings that should be continued at this particular time or at the particular time that one is alive. It falls into the fact that all plans, it's similar to the statement of all plans are subject to change at a breath's notice. Also, all teachings and steps and stages, no matter how good, when they reach the end of their life cycle, are then subject to change at that particular point, and one must be responsive to it. And it can appear outwardly, seem like it's a change at a breath's notice, but usually there's a unfolding of what is taking place, and so there's an understanding that the particular teaching or approach needs to be superseded with the next step. And so it is too within the individual. As you progress along the path, you use the tools, you use the methods, you use the means to go further, and when you reach that next step and stage, you then have to use what's appropriate to go further. The donkey that you ride to the gate is too large to fit through.